Tuesday, 30th week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 18 to 25. Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are at nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation will make subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption, and set in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, we also groan with ourselves, as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies, for in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees for itself is not hope. For who hope for what one see? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 18 to 21. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare with it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like seed that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat plow, until the whole batch of doubts were leavened." Sharing of the reading. The relationship between human being and God. Arthur Richard. Many authors of Scripture recognize a close relationship between human beings and other creatures in the world. According to the author of Genesis, God created all other creatures and handed to man to control and to benefit human beings. See Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. At the beginning, when man did not sin that, all beasts lived with human beings and were not afraid of them. The prophet Isaiah foresaw the reign of the Messiah in which all beasts will live with human beings. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. See Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 8. The author of Second Letter of Peter and of Revelation talk about new heaven, new earth will appear, and the kingdom of God will have no end for the righteous. See Second Letter of Peter, chapter 3, verse 13, and Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Today's reading center around the relationship between human beings and other creatures in the world. In the first reading, St. Paul described this relationship to the effect of human sin on the creatures and to the expectation of the creatures that they will be saved in human glory, when God will bestow glory to human beings. In the Gospel, Jesus compared the kingdom of heaven as a grain of mustard seed and as leaven. A mustard seed can become a big tree so that the birds of the air will come to make their nest. The leaven can leaven 3 measures of flour to become bread for human beings. Second analysis. First, the reading. The creation wait with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. Third point. The creation shared in human suffering. When man sinned, the creation must share in the result. At when Adam and Eve sinned, the earth was also cursed. See Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. When man sinned in Noah's time, all the creation must share their fate with human beings in the great flood, except Noah's family and some creatures with him on the ark. See Genesis chapter 6, verses 5-8. Sin brought not only human beings to death, but other creatures must also share their fate with them. After the great flood, God signed a new covenant with Noah and with all living creatures. See Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 and 13, and Psalm 135. Saint Paul confirmed the relationship between God's creation and human beings in sharing Christ's redemption for man. He said, "For the creation wait with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." Second point. The creation is expecting to share in human glory. Since the creation shared in human suffering, they also expect to share in human glory. St. Paul described the expectation as follows. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. We know that the whole creation had been groaning in travail together until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we await for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. The risen have become God's children and receive the Holy Spirit at the first race. Now the only hope for the day in which they will receive the glory which God has promised. During waiting, they must be persevered in suffering and should not lose the hope, because the suffering we are enduring cannot be compared with the glory which God will reveal in us. Second, the gospel. God gave human beings the potential to enlarge the kingdom of God. Jesus gave his audience two images about the potential of the kingdom of God. First point, it is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his garden. A grain of mustard seed in Palestine is not a seed for vegetable, but can become a big tree. Several details we must pay attention to. First, a grain of mustard seed, though tiny, but God gave it a potential to become a big tree. Same thing happened to the kingdom of God. Beginning with the 12 Jewish men, had now become a religion which had about 1/5 of the world population and is still enlarging to the end of the earth. Second, a grain of mustard seed must be decayed before it can germinate and become a big tree. If not, it remains lonely as a seed. Same thing happened to the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God to enlarge, the church needs people who are ready to sacrifice and to accept suffering by proclaiming the good news to all people and nations. Third point. When it becomes a tree, the birds of the air can come and make their nest. God gives people a potential to bear fruit for Him, not to keep for themselves. Like a mustard tree gives space for the birds of the air, people must do God's gift and grace to protect the weak, not only to protect themselves. If everybody only selfishly take care of themselves, how can the kingdom of God be enlarged? Second point. It is like leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour. Leaven is the old flour which was kept for making bread. Its main purpose is to raise up flour. Two things we need to pay attention to. First, though leaven is small, but had potential to raise up 3 measures of flour. Like a grain of mustard seed, God gave leaven a potential to raise up many measures of flour. Same thing happened to those who have a duty to enlarge God's kingdom. Second, a reason but fulfill their duty to rouse up people by their preaching and witnessing, so that when people hear the good news and see their good works, they will believe in God. One become leaven to other, and other continued to do so. By doing as such, the kingdom of God is enlarging. Application in life. We have a relationship with other creatures in God's plan. we must know how to deal properly them and cannot maltreat them. When we leave our relationship with God, others, and all creatures, even animals, will obey us. The history of the saints such as Saint Francis of Assisi, Saint Anthony of Padua, and Martin the poet are the living examples. To develop God's kingdom, we must first recognize God's gifts in us and its potential. Next, we need to develop the gifts so that they can reach its potential. And finally, we must use them to benefit others and to enlarge the kingdom of God. Amen.